You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
UFC on Fox 21 tonight. We had Damian Maia versus Carlos Condit, a welterweight battle. And Carlos Condit didn't last too long in this fight. A minute 52, he got choked out by Maia via rear naked choke. So not a good look for Carlos Condit, who was talking about contemplating retirement after the fight. We had former lightweight champion Anthony Pettis bounce back by way of third round submission over Charles Oliveira, who was a, you know, he was a guy who was on the rise for a couple years, and now he's kind of lost a couple fights in a row, but still a good win to get back in the win column for Pettis.
A win. He hadn't won in like, he hadn't won since Clinton was president.
You're correct in that. What did you think about Paige VanZant? She got she picked up a win tonight.
Well, Paige, you know, she's got some nice moves at 115, no doubt about it. Was that a flying head kick? I mean, she's got some nice moves, and I think that anybody that adds new things, I'm still rock hard over Cain Velasquez and that spinning back kick a couple of weeks ago, okay? I'll just never get over that. When I talk to people on the street, that's first thing when we talk UFC, did you see Cain do that? And they go, oh, yeah. Everybody remembers that one spot because that was so cool.
Yeah, that was so surprising. I mean, you don't see heavyweights do that, so it definitely caught you off guard. And Paige VanZant, we haven't seen her throw stuff like that, so caught us off guard tonight.
Yeah, so, and Dominic always knocks me, or he sort of snickers when I say that I'd rather have Nick Diaz at my side walking through the back streets of Tijuana late at night instead of Cain Velasquez, the former heavyweight champion. And then Nick Diaz goes and kicks the spit with an H out of six big guys in Las Vegas last week who jumped them. They were running for their lives. He had a couple in choke holes. He choked a couple guys out. They were unconscious. The other guys ran for their lives. One guy against six? Come on, Zach.
Well, their style, the Diaz brothers' style translates amazingly well to street fighting. So they're not guys you want to see in the streets.
Dominic, were you impressed with that? My guy taking out six guys like that?
Oh yeah, anytime. It's even all the more impressive that it wasn't like an actual fight. It was just an attempted gang jumping essentially on him, and he handled his business.
Jim Miller was the winner over Joe Lozon. Let's go back to last week though. UFC 202. Zach, you know, the majority decision for Conor McGregor, 48-47, three rounds of two, so-called two, were called for by two judges. The third judge called it even. I look back at it, I had three rounds of two for Conor McGregor pretty clearly. What about you?
Yeah, I don't get the controversy. McGregor knocked him down once in the first, twice in the second. So, I mean, he won those rounds. And then I thought he won the fourth round pretty clearly. I mean, Diaz had a big third, and I thought he edged out the fifth, especially with the takedown. But I don't know why people thought Diaz won that fight.
But the third round, Conor was there to be taken, Dominic, and Nate Diaz didn't jump on it. There was blood in the water. He didn't jump on it. He was the opponent. He ended up losing because he didn't seize the opportunity.
Yeah, and, you know, that's something that he did do in the first fight where Conor got winded really quickly, and he jumped all over that. He didn't pounce on McGregor this time around. And like you said, it cost him. And I agree with Zach. There was a lot of hoopla, you know, social media commenting on articles. Oh, yeah. Diaz got robbed. And I just, like Zach said, I don't see it.
But you know what? And I'll tell you this. A lot of people thought it was the greatest fight they ever seen because I think it was the most hype fight they'd ever seen. What do you think about that, Zach?
No, you got a point there. I do think that the fight lived up to the hype in a lot of ways. I mean, it's not often that, you know, a lot of times it seems like the best fights are fights that aren't hyped. This was a fight that was actually hyped, and it ended up being a great fight.
You know, it was ugly, too. I mean, both those guys, you wouldn't want to, like, wake up next to them the next morning after that fight, Dominic.
Oh, not at all. I think one of my favorite tweets regarding the fight was Diaz's face looked like a crime scene, and I had to completely agree with it.
We're talking, of course, UFC 202, just in the rearview mirror. Now, of course, UFC 203 upcoming, but first off, it's going to be UFC Fight Night. I'll talk about former champions Andre Arlovski and Josh Barnett. They're going to go down September the 3rd. We'll talk about that. And if we can, just for a second, Arlovski and Josh Barnett, former champions, going at it, heavyweight champions here. I got to like Barnett simply because I like Josh Barnett. He's one of my guys. What do you think, Zach?
Yeah, I think I would favor him because I think he's a lot more durable. Arlovski is always hard to pick because of his chin.
That is cute. Okay, now last night, Benson Henderson was a winner in a fight, and the pit bull broke his leg. I mean, the fight, he just, in the middle of the fight, he just stopped and walked away. I mean, wow. Did you watch that?
Yeah, that's wild. I mean, you don't see that. That's actually probably the first time I've ever seen that. So that's pretty wild. But I guess Benson Henderson got back in the win column, so that's good news for him.
Yeah, with a broken leg. Of course, he's back at 155 instead of fighting at 170. He tried to move up to 170, got spanked and sent back to 155 pounds, where he was the UFC champion. Quite fortunate beating guys like Gilbert Melendez and Josh the Punk Thompson, some very controversial nods. Now, let's switch gears to boxing. Zach, 70-1 underdog David Peralta beat up on Robert the Ghost Guerrero tonight?
Yeah, that's why. I'm shocked, but I thought Robert Guerrero lost to Aaron Martinez a couple years ago.
I thought so, too.
So, I mean, he's kind of been in decline, man. I mean, so I'm not completely shocked, even though it's a 70-1 underdog. I wouldn't have picked the guy, but In hindsight, you know, it's not the most shocking result.
Yeah, the Ghost team is not Cocknum anymore because Mario Serrano, his publicist, was the only Mexican I know that went out there on Google and said he was donating money to Donald Trump. So that sort of got him blasted on Google and, on Facebook and this kind of good stuff. And then I told him he was a sellout, so he obviously doesn't want to talk to me anymore. But tonight, Guerrero, what has Guerrero done that's been spectacular with a record of 33-5-1 with 18 whacks? Can you go back and tell me a spectacular performance in which you can remember that he took part in?
The Berto fight, I'd say. That's probably his signature win, you know. I really think that the CrossFit has hurt him. He just hasn't looked good since he started doing all this CrossFit stuff. And I was always kind of questionable about that because it doesn't seem to translate to MMA or to boxing or MMA in my mind. So I find that kind of strange that he got so into that.
What about John Jones and Brock Lesnar both getting passes on this estrogen blocker? John Jones says he accidentally took it and the U.S. Anti-Doping Association is buying that, Zach?
That's crazy, isn't it? I mean, we've already seen John Jones have, like, questionable testosterone levels in the past, so this should have raised their eyebrow more than that, I would say.
Okay, UFC 203 on the horizon. Of course, we'll talk about the UFC heavyweight championship online. Stipe Miocic taking on Alistair Overeem. I'm telling you, there's a lot of people picking Overeem here, and you and I have called him Overroyd, but is he really that live of an underdog here? Is he going to take the title from the guy from Cleveland?
He's shown improvement. He's definitely tightened up his defense, but it's kind of the same type of thing with Arlovski where it's like it's hard to pick Overeem with that shin, and when someone's as accurate of a puncher as Miocic is, I don't know. I lean towards him. I think he'll probably be able to knock Overeem out at some point.
The return of BJ Penn at featherweight, the former lightweight champion, coming back at 145 pounds, taking on Ricardo Llamas. Real quick, October the 15th. In the Philippines, BJ Penn got a shot here at featherweight?
I think BJ Penn, I really think his best days are done. But I don't know, in a lower weight class, he could be more effective because he's always been a bit out of shape for lightweight and especially welterweight.
In other words, he was a fat lightweight, right?
Yeah, in a way. I mean, what do you think he has a shot or do you think BJ Penn is just finished?
I think BJ Penn's done. Hey, do you know what they used to call a Mexican heavyweight in the old days, Zach?
You've told me this, but go ahead.
A fat Mexican middleweight. You are tuned to these. Boy, this is your Combat Sports Update brought to you by the WBO. You can follow WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOBoxing.com.